Great to have your company, Adelaide. Monday, and the great man is back. He has landed. He has arrived down. I don't know whether you saw it. I did. On Sunday, there was a golden light. There was a golden light that just shone upon out near good old West Lakes Footy Park as the great man came back to earth. As I welcome him now, though, he's my right-hand man. I'm his wingman, the one, the only, Andrew Deuce. Talking about
asteroids,
probably a tough word. I'm thinking shooting star, Andrew Deuce Newton-Jarman. Welcome.
G'day, buddy. Hello, Adelaide. Nice to be here on a Monday. Fantastic day yesterday down there at the Semaphore Surf Club, raising some much needed funds for a canteen, Louis, and to everyone that participated in the dive yesterday. Thanks to our very good friends down there at Canteen and Coastal Skydive. It was a wonderful experience. You've done it.
I
wasn't aware of this, Lulu.
You're a five-time now.
You're a what?
You're a five. I'm a three-timer.
See, there you go.
You know, that's why we just sort of
when's the time to
well
just
together.
Let go of the tandem and
what
just go
when
on
you and
own?
I? Let's do a jump.
In a tandem?
No.
No. Oh, no.
Solo.
15,000 feet.
winner takes all. Maybe. I don't know.
A lot of fun.
Got some great audio coming up. I'll play you a little bit in a moment, but we're going to have a chat about that in about 15 minutes' time.
Okay, Lou.
Mixed bag across the weekend for our sporting teams. Crows girls got the job done against Carlton. Well done to those. 36ers lost by two.
Oh.
What's the equation now, Jars? We've got to head to Perth and beat the Wildcats.
We have to beat the Wildcats on the Friday night, Lulu, and or we have to rely on the Bullets to lose to New Zealand at home on Saturday. Otherwise, we're going to risk missing
Whanau. Boat. All right, and Joey will be doing more than clipboards. 1-1, the Reds v Melbourne City. Our man Goody, who was in studio during the week, scored again.
Didn't he?
We split the points. So their season well and truly alive,
we'll
sitting in the
finals.
Top four.
Yep.
And a tough one for the Adelaide Lightning girls. Just a little touch up in game one of the series opener against the Canberra Capitals in the WNBL Grand Final. So let's hope we can regroup. And I saw the article across the week. You need a big crowd.
We need 5+.
Need a big crowd to
get
out there.
Let's get behind them, Adelaide.
And make it
They're
tough.
Our girls. Right. Do we need to get in here, have a bit of a shoot or not?
Not even a shoot, just a chat.
You reckon?
How to bounce back. Because if we've got anything on this show,
it's true.
Resilience.
And results.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, put the cape
on. I'll ring up the great Rachel Spawn, try and tee it.
Exactly. I mean, I'll tell you what, I'll say to Goody, can you just... We take your cape off that we gave you and give it to one of the girls and then greatness will follow. It's pretty straightforward.
Come on,
Cricket
girl.
Australia Awards are on tonight. That's what they're officially called now, not the AB medal.
Well, why?
Oh, PC.
I don't like that.
I don't know either.
Honestly.
A lot of talk that an off-spinner might win it.
The GOAT.
Yeah, the former groundsman.
Nathan Lyon.
Yeah.
Hey, is that his teeth
done?
Yeah. Wow.
All right. Can I just play a little bit? Because as we just spoke about at the top of the show, Jars did this.
I went skydiving, I went
he did.
Rocky Mountain.
A lot of great stuff getting around too. I felt the earth move around 3 o'clock on Sunday.
Hey, we got to wish happy birthday to our mate Freddie.
Yeah,
downstairs.
I'm finishing the gag shit. We'll get to that.
All right. I'm trying to cut in.
And Channel 7's own, our mate of ours, Andrew Hayes, probably described it up best in a nice little one-liner about your good self.
An unbelievable experience. And I swear at some stage I saw Jars burst into flames. He had that much force.
There's Hazy suggesting burning up on re-entry.
What?
Stick around on that one. There's a couple of good stories to come out of what we're calling in here at Triple M, the jump. All right, coming up in about 10 minutes' time. Happy birthday to Freddie Canetto downstairs, 70 Franklin Street. Wonderful man.
48 years old.
And 4 years today in the building.
The shop.
All right, want a good coffee, go see him.
And hello, Maria.
Get your sport here first. The lovely Maria. As always, as Murph says, get your sport here first.
Done.
Matilda's coach, Alan Stajic, has spoken for the first time since being dismissed. All right, coming up next here on The Rush Hour with me and the jump man, Michael Jordan.
104.7 Triple M. Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Get your sport first from 3 o'clock in the afternoon on 104.7 Triple M.
Finally, we have heard from SAC Matilda's coach, Alan Stajic, today. Yep. Fronted the media, trying to restore and clear his name and get his reputation back in order, Jars, after being sacked
what's happened to this bloke.
On the 19th by the FFA. Here he is talking about whether the culture, or when was the first time he'd heard that the culture was a problem at the Matildas.
In 20 years of coaching, I've never had an issue around the culture of any single team that I've coached, let alone the Matildas. In 5 years, I've never had a conversation with anyone on executive, CEO, chairman, about the culture of my team, and the first time I'd ever spoken to David Gallop about this issue, as I said, was on the 18th of January, and that conversation went for somewhere around about 20 minutes.
And I can tell you on the 19th of January, he got sacked.
He got clipped by David Gallop.
Got absolutely clipped. He goes on to explain the reasons that David Gallop gave him for his dismissal.
Well, I can only repeat what David Gallop said to me, that the team had a poor culture and that I, as head coach, am responsible for that. My reply to that answer, we have, you know, our former captain still in our team, Claire Polkinghorne, and she said she had not experienced any bullying, fat shaming or toxic environment that have been cited as a reason. I don't know how many of you know our team, but Claire's probably the most respected player in our team.
That's former Matildas coach Alan Stajic there. Also, Sam Kerr, superstar, that is, and our best player at the Matildas, was door-stopped at the airport, had similar sentiments as to what was said then. So, don't know what's going on there. Just reading through Twitter a little bit at the moment and where it is all at. It's still very unclear, actually, what the reasons are, why he went. It's a very, you know, very big brush that he's painting across the canvas saying, oh, it's just, you know, this is what it is, you know. Poor culture.
Poor culture. They're the most exciting football side in the world to watch.
They're our number one sporting team in Australia.
Crowds were outnumbering A-League games because of these girls and because of what this coach produced.
But see, we're none the wiser. And I'm glad that Alan has spoken because he needs to repair his reputation so he can go on and do great things. Mm. But if there are issues big enough to lose your job, I think it's time now we get those explained to us.
Well, we need David Gallop. Yeah.
Someone from the FFA has to come out now.
To come clean.
And say these are the reasons.
Yeah. Don't just poor culture.
Proven allegations of that are an unacceptable tenure for Alan Stajic to be in control
of
the group.
Has any of these Matilda girls come out publicly and said, I couldn't play under Alan because of blah, blah, blah?
No,
I haven't heard one word from any of the girls.
There's not a lot of detail anywhere, Jay. Everybody's suggesting there was some sort of surveys done, and then this is how it sort of took off like wildfire. Yep. It's all a bit of hearsay still, and that's why, you know, respected journos are on Twitter saying now FFA have to respond and give us, the sporting public, the reasons why. Because it is just as clear as mud at the moment as to why this man, as you just said, in charge of the most exciting group of sports people.
They were.
In Australia at the moment doing the best things on the international stage.
Under his coaching.
Now don't have a coach and he doesn't have a job.
Going into a World Cup.
Yeah.
Is that right? Going into a World Cup.
It's a second coach we've lost 6 months going out from a World Cup.
I did read a report in The Australian a few weeks ago about this situation, Luke. Yep. And what they were saying there was a couple of female board members, I'll be very careful, that didn't like the appointment of Alan from day one, had issues with it from day one.
Mm.
All right, this was in The Australian. And they reckon it's just brewed since then.
And looked for an opportunity.
Looked for it. Yeah. Looked for it, and then they got their way.
Let's hope it's not that
petty. Exactly right. Because David Gallop's got to come out and explain to us what's happening.
It doesn't matter who's coaching what level of sport, just because there are no women coaching men's codes at the moment.
Yeah.
Shouldn't stop men coaching females, and it shouldn't stop the women.
Mm.
And the pathway should be there to aspire to be coaching any code they want. Because if you're good enough, you're good enough.
Correct.
All right?
Exactly.
Rush Hour with Charles and Louis here at Triple M. 104.7 Triple M. I went skydiving,
I went Rocky Mountain. Great man, Andrew Duthie and Jarman, on duty for charity on the weekend. Well done, mate. Great work. Had to sit around a long, long time to jump out of an aeroplane it wasn't that perfectly good, was it? You told me.
No,
she's
not
an
really
old girl.
Yeah, look, it was heavy clouds, so we had a delay until we got the green light.
All right. You were jumping for?
Courage for Canteen, which did a wonderful job. We raised about 60 plus thousand. Well, there was 13 other individuals, and they did a wonderful job. Much needed funds for the children.
Andrew Hayes from Channel 7, former Hayes pro
dog
Chris
was there.
Massey,
young Christopher. In a Buddha type style set up before he jumped with a candle.
He's got that kind of setup going. I think he might have you covered when it comes to spirituality.
Former Thunderbird superstar Erin Bell.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And she didn't enjoy it either.
Didn't she?
She said that was her first one and last.
Spies tell me Hazy close to throwing up the old lunch.
Yeah, we're in the little plane, the rickety plane that made a lot of noise. And as I was about to jump, because I led our charge first, I looked over and gave him the thumbs up, and he was as wide as.
Did you give him a bit of Thunderbird's ago?
Yeah. And he held on to it. Well done, young man.
Oh, very nice. couple of funny things happened. We'll get to that at the moment.
Okay,
but rather than recount it, we've got a bit of the audio from the actual jump. Need to have you listen out to the movie references and also for the man love that Jars gives to his instructor as well. A little bit over, as I thought.
This is great, man. No wonder you love this job. Very good. I recommend it, family. Freedom! Fly away! Freedom!
Little William.
Oh dear.
William Wallace up there.
Don't know how Braveheart got in there, but it did.
I was looking for my mum.
You certainly were. All right. So you've re-entered Earth's atmosphere. And we'll get to that very, very shortly. What happened?
So Mark pushed me out the door.
He was close too, wasn't he? Right up there.
He was right then. He's a great man. Anyway. So off we went. So you're going free falling for about a minute.
Yes.
At about 200 plus kilometres an hour. And as we were going towards Earth, my goggles were slipping all over my face.
Oh,
and
I couldn't see.
And, well, can't move my mouth because your whole face, you know.
You're a dog out the back of the ute.
All these goggles were moving around on my face. And I had to keep my bloody eyes closed because I couldn't look down.
That's funny.
And my ears were popping, Loon. I'm blowing my ears. I said, fuck, get my goggles. He said, are you enjoying it?
Now, I'm glad you brought the numbers up because we've been able to crunch the stats out there. Now, they do it after every jump too, just for their own sort of research. The average jumper, the average jumper normally comes out and hits a velocity of somewhere around 220K. Right. On your case,
yes,
you and Mark,
yeah.
And now this is where things got a little difficult. Obviously, it's better than me. I don't understand the physics formula, but mass plus velocity equals something.
Righto, Lee.
Mark weighed in at 92.
did he?
Yeah, Jars was in at 114. As opposed to the 95 that he led on the other day. All right. So when you put that together, combined weight, they sneak in under the max load limit. Otherwise, they've got to go through one of those weighing stations out at Murray Bridge. All right. They hit, wait for it. This is why there were a lot of gags about burning up on re-entry and everything else. 114 and 92.
Hello.
Instead of hitting the average 220Ks, you guys got clocked at 250. 30 kilometres above the speed limit.
We did not.
Now, if the cops had radar guns in the sky, you would have got pulled over. All right. Seriously, 250Ks.
It felt fast.
Even Hazy said it early. He said, I looked across there, it was just a ball of fun. The big man, and I tell you what, luckily that Mark knew this.
Oh, he's a good boy.
And he went for the extra strong suit.
Didn't tell me.
Yeah,
that.
He did. He went for the deluxe lined.
Because he changed his parachute.
He did. So that is the great news. And I also said to him, because I need you. I need you back alive, obviously, for my welfare. But you were clocked at 250.
Were we really?
Yeah, hurtling towards Earth.
Wow.
And it was just ironic that I was watching Thor yesterday from the Marvel comic series.
I watched him as well.
And Thor coming down to Earth. Now, he left his hammer in the ground somewhere in a massive crater. I reckon if I went down to Semaphore, there'd be a huge hole in that beach. A massive, massive hole in that beach. All right, now.
Oh, that's funny.
So well done to you. Well done to everybody who did all the jumping. Great work. Raised some serious funds.
Yep.
But in amongst all of this, there is a serious message. The lovely Jess Adamson, who you love to call Jess Adams on Channel 7.
Jess,
in her voiceover work, gives us a great little message and a reminder. Right, here's Jess.
It's not often you see Adelaide identity Andrew Jarman go weak at the knees, but that's just what happened today.
And that's because he is overweight at 140 kilos. Get yourself
250 kilometres an hour.
250.
Oh, do yourself a favour. Get the coastal skydive and go with Mark and the team. It's wonderful. Wonderful.
Triple M. $1,000 every weekday with Jars and Louie just after 3 p.m.
10
Yo, guilty.
The Rush Hour's quiz with no name.
Let's try and give away $1,000, Jars. The quiz with no name is on, and who is lucky enough to be on the line? I think we're going to like this.
Oh, I think he's related to Rocky Balboa. Mm-hmm. Adrian from Greenwith. G'day, mate. G'day, Adrian.
Got to click on him first.
you know, Sean.
Hi, Adrian. How are you, man?
Sorry, mate.
Adrian?
Yep.
That won't do for me. Nah.
G'day, Adrian.
G'day, Jars. G'day, Louis.
He's all right. That's better. Nah, it's better. Not his fault. All it's right, the man beyond the panel.
Let's try that again. We're lucky enough to have Adrian on the line.
Here
Adrian,
we
welcome to the Rush Hour.
Honestly.
Thanks, Louis.
All right. I bet you haven't heard this before, mate. We're loving it, though, Murph.
Nah, flat. Sean's stuffed it.
Tell you what. I reckon it deserves an extra auto master.
Yeah, done. Lock it in, Kara.
Adrian, you got two.
Two, mate.
Awesome.
Yeah, sorry. We had a great gag, you know, the whole Rocky stuff, Adrian.
We're on fire, too.
Just required a button to be clicked, but that's okay. We'll move on. Hey, someone's had a big weekend. I'm not pointing
fingers. Yeah, no, we're not, are we?
Righto, Adrian, 10 questions, 60 seconds, two Automasters lifelines to be used at your discretion. Time starts at the end of the first question. Here is the man that went skydiving on the weekend, the one and only Bodie from Point Break, Andrew Jarman, with the first question. Good luck, Adrian.
Thank you.
How many goals did the Crows AFLW player Stevie Lee Thompson kick on the weekend?
Four.
Who won the Fed Cup between Australia and the USA on the weekend?
Australia.
What team sport do the Kookaburras play? Aid?
Hockey.
True or false? The 36ers can't make the NBL finals after their loss yesterday. True or
false?
Name a team in the BBL semi-finals this week.
The Hurricanes.
Who kicked the goal for Adelaide United on the weekend?
Goodwin.
What day this week is the second WNBL final featuring our girls, the Adelaide Quick Lightning?
Wednesday.
Which Australian cricket team is Ricky Ponting coaching?
The One Day.
What sport is Alan Stajic connected to?
Soccer.
More information?
The women's soccer team.
How many points is a goal worth in the AFL?
Brilliant.
Automasters.
Automasters. Brilliant. Oh, that's one of the best.
Brilliant.
That is exactly that. Cut to the chase. You've won it, Adrian. $1,000. Well done.
Yes.
You beauty.
That is karma in a bus.
What a execution was outstanding,
what
Adrian.
What a performance.
Adrian.
Well done, mate. God. Well done. Absolutely beautiful. Stuck it right up, Murph. I'm loving
That's
your
That's what
work.
Happens, mate.
Loving
no,
your
serve
work.
Yourself right, mate.
We set ourselves up
Thank
a great God. Great little gag in studio to play to Adrian. He's probably heard it a thousand times. And he delivers it and wins $1,000.
And only used one Automasters.
I know. He's just tricking with us. Didn't need it.
Had one to go to.
Didn't even need it at the end, did you, Adrian? You knew the last answer.
Sean made it too easy.
I love the arrogance.
It's a good I tell you what, it's almost Adelaide over like forward pocket, kicked a goal off the ground, just walking back. Isaac
not.
Vivian, just well blowing
done.
Kisses.
$1,000.
Is that, was it Adrian or was it Andrew on the line?
It's Adrian.
Great work, Adrian. Thanks for playing.
Brilliant.
It's the Rush. It's the Rush Hour with Charles and Louis.
Bad luck, mate. Yeah, bad luck.
Now it comes
falls back on you and your wages. You
have a nice meeting with the boss.
God, one mistake.
Yeah, it's a big
beautiful.
Triple M. Triple M's Rush Hour. Charles and Louis, Andrew Charman, Dale Lewis.
A bit of good, a bit of bad for Port Adelaide on the weekend. Great new sponsorship with Mr. Gupta. A 5-year deal with some big cash too, I think, involved. And a big supporters day out at Alberton. So well done to Port Adelaide on that front. They also had their AGM jars.
On Friday night.
That was a little bit fiery in the end.
Yeah, that was.
The natives are not overly wrapped. And I think the big issue is the captaincy or the co-captaincy, which is getting thrown around at the moment. And I think that's the big one. Roots reporting as much in his latest column that it's causing a little bit of disconnect with the fans. So that Friday night...
And past players too.
Yeah, absolutely. Also happening on that Friday night, there was a fair bit of talk about...
I think Kenny copped a little bit of a barrage regarding style of football. In the last 3 years, it's been... average.
Yeah, and wanting the answer for since 2014, but in particular, the finish to last season, sitting well and truly comfortably halfway period, staring down the barrel of the top two, if not top four at worst, to miss the finals completely. So Kenny was in the firing line. The captaincy thing has gotten outside the bubble. Don't worry about that. It is out and about now with some former greats chipping in. George Fiarchi's had a bit of a go, suggesting no.
He's not happy.
And our very good mate and a great Port man, former captain of that football club, seven-time.
Yes, he is, yes.
Timmy Ginova had this to say about captaincy.
For me, Port Adelaide has had one captain. We have, since Boss Williams enforced it,
the captain wears number one, and he leads by example, and he is out the front, and that's what he does. That person is one person and one person only. Do not make a soft call. Make the hard call, make somebody captain, and back him in.
Yep, there you go. Former Port captain there Timmy G. Go. Man, he knows it's been there, lived it, and breathed it.
Mm, all right. Absolutely.
And that, again, so much history, Joe. I know things change, but I think why
it's always been the Port LA way.
But why can't you just go, oh, the leadership group, we'll share the responsibilities because the captain does X amount of things away from footy. It shouldn't change what happens at football or at the ground or at training or on game day.
Ken Hinckley's going to be a brave man if he's going to go down co-captains for 2019. Very brave man, because there'll be a massive backlash, Lou.
Certainly will. There's some other great news to Gavin Wanganeen. Yeah. But before we get to that, Keith Thomas has spoken on the Port captaincy and given us the latest time frame or timeline of when they'll make that decision.
Yeah, I would imagine that we'll make that decision, you know, before JLT1. The traditional approach from Port Adelaide is a single captain, and we understand that. We're also very aware that the co-captaincy model has been well and truly sort of rolled out in AFL circles for many years. So we also know that can work. So at the moment, just looking at all the options.
Now, what works for Port Adelaide is one captain wearing the number one, and that's it, and leading his players.
Yeah.
All right? That's what works, Keith.
Yeah.
Don't because other clubs have done it, and maybe they've won a flag or two with co-captains.
Yeah.
But that's for them. This is not for Port Adelaide.
It's just a massive part of their history. And they still fight long and hard about the prison bars, which is a representation of the wharf.
Yep.
All right. So they fight long and hard for that. It's almost like admitting it's an admission of sort of defeat, and we need to now fall into line with everyone else. I know they're not thinking that because they're trying to share load, but there's easy ways to share load than have C's against three names.
Spot on.
Gav Wanganeen, obviously first Indigenous man to 300 to win a Brownlow, now first Indigenous man to get on a football club board, which is great. Gav was wheeled out the other night.
Well, he was, and he's wheeled out. I don't think they prepared him as best they should have, Port Adelaide. I felt for Gavin. I felt a little bit embarrassed about what he said.
Yeah, what am I hoping to achieve personally? I think I've only just been elected, so there'll be some meetings and some catch-ups with Koshy and the board going forward, and to see where I can play my role. We'll see what sort of role they want me to play. But it'll be a passionate role, that's for sure.
Absolutely, we'll be passionate.
Why wouldn't Gav know that role before he got
elected by the members?
Mm,
all right. No, I'm trying to stand up for Gav here.
Yeah, so am I.
He doesn't know. And that's the thing. You either brief him up on what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Or you just have him down there and make sure he knows what he needs to be talking about.
Mm.
Because you need to come across that you either know or you don't, and just say, look, I don't know.
I felt for Gav.
Anyway, just a bit of turbulent times at the moment for Port Adelaide, a little bit.
It's the Rush Hour with Charles and Louis here at 104.7 Triple M. Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy are coming up at 4, and the second half of the Rush Hour between 6 and 7.
Duck Club coming up in a moment's time, but if you missed it last week, Gun for Hire, all sorted, 23rd of February. Put it in your diaries right now. The great man, Andrew Juice, the Gift Jarman, will be whiting up.
Yeah.
Yep, got the new kit. Mm. Thanks to?
Ace Cricket have supplied, and the pads arrived on Friday.
How good are they? Mm. Honestly, you get hit by a car doing 45Ks, you wouldn't feel it.
No.
Would not feel a thing. They padded so well. All right.
In the nets over the weekend too. Just
Peninsula quietly. Pirates is the team.
B-grade.
B-grade first
playing Virginia. Last game.
Yeah.
Yes, he's got him out first ball.
Spend more time putting pads on than you do at the crease.
I said he wasn't going to hang around, and he didn't.
It's time to face the music.
Front for man at the MCG.
On the Rush Hour.
And he's gone, first ball. That's his fourth consecutive duck.
It's time.
When you're hot, you're hot, and when you're not, you're not.
For Duck Club.
Just seems to be, Jarred, that the message is not getting through. No. I know how the Mac feel, the Motor Accident Commission, where people refuse to not text and drive, not drink and drive, not do all this sort of stuff. I'm not saying this is as serious as, but I feel the pain and the stress when you're trying to get a message through and people don't want to listen.
The ignorance.
Take responsibility. Absolutely. The ignorance of it all at the moment. We're just seeing ducks still happening.
Everywhere.
They just keep coming.
Everywhere.
And coming. I mean, are we forced on certain weekends like the Mac to go with a demerit point system?
Maybe we do.
Maybe we need to double down on weekends and get double demerits.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Do we need to do things like
no
beer for you?
Yeah.
The soup Nazi.
Yeah, for 7 days.
Yeah. No, after the game, you don't get.
You don't touch a. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No frothy.
You know what you are?
Sorry.
You're a Desi driver.
Yeah,
you're a designated driver.
I like that.
You're taking care
of
the boys.
You make a duck.
You made north.
You drive your mates around that night.
Yeah. And you have to watch all the fun.
And have a real good think about the way you got out.
Yeah, or you know, the no going. This picking up of cones, packing up,
nah,
up of
kit.
That's
old school.
It's not working.
It's not. No. Nah.
This generation doesn't care.
They don't care.
There's no value.
No,
there's no
responsibility.
Prize. There's no yeah. just putting.
They get a duck and they laugh.
There's no work.
In our day, when we got a duck, we stewed on it for years
and
years.
You know why? Because you can't in this PC world that's gone absolutely mad.
Yeah.
If you hang too much crap on an individual, you're labelled a bully.
Yeah, you sookie la-la bully.
You can't even tease them and tell them to take the sookie horse and go to the corner and think about yourself. All right?
And you know where this disease is starting? In the junior levels of cricket.
Yeah.
Can I just read out a couple of scores from a couple of teams? Yep. Port Adelaide, under-14s, red team, all out for 33.
Oh,
now, there's four ducks. Do those four young lads ring up and purge to Jars and Louis?
I mean, they're parents.
Yeah. They've done a runner.
What are their parents doing? You're asleep at the wheel.
Yeah. Yeah. And can I just give you this stat from Port Adelaide under-14s red, second innings, all out for 38.
Oh.
Now, did they learn and did they listen regarding the first innings? Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
Just go there and make a duck. Tell me mates at school on Monday.
I'm getting
Woodville under-16s red, all out for 21. There you go, Lou.
It's putrid, isn't it?
That's where it's starting, Lou.
You know where it needs to get to? It's got to get to the point. We have to get to the point, and I tell you what, it's just driving me crazy. It's Happy Gilmore.
Oh, no.
Remember when he's trying to toughen up for pre-season and getting hit by baseballs in the baseball net?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, in the pitching nets.
You want to go there, don't you?
I want ball machines. I want torture tests. I want individuals sitting down there. And let's go back to the convict days. All right? Let's rate it. A duck's worth X amount of lashes / balls in the net. You know, scores under 10. Or
we'll scour him for life.
I don't care.
He doesn't care.
Throw away of an innings with a poor shot.
Yeah.
Or a run out with a bad call. Yes, wait, no, maybe.
We'll put him on Kangaroo Island for a week.
Get yourself in, down there with the ball machine, and we'll... actually, it's probably going too far. I was going to say, it's actually known as hazing. I was going to say blindfold them and just send balls down at them, and they don't know that it's
tennis
happening.
Balls.
I'll take that bit back. Okay, I'll take that back. But we've got.
I know what you mean, Luke.
Greater deterrence.
It's enough.
We have to. I call upon Adam Gill, Chris, Mark Taylor, Shane Warne, and some. We need to do a national campaign.
Yeah.
Put a price,
TV ad.
A value on your wicket.
You know what? Let's look at
a message from the heroes to the kids to everyone who's playing this day and age. Put a prize on it. Try your best, like we do every day.
Triple M, two men, one destiny to bring you the best sports show every weekday afternoon. Dale Lewis.
Dale Lewis swings it back and right through the middle.
And Andrew Jarman. The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, made in Adelaide for Adelaide.
Great heavy company, Adelaide. Hope you had a cracking day. Start the week on Monday. The Rush Hour is here. The big man survived the big jump yesterday. Well done. A big
Thanks,
jump
Luke.
For Canteen.
Thanks,
a bit of
mate.
Charity race and great fun. So well done to all of you
Absolutely.
And the people who were involved, mate. Tell you what, I was a little worried for a while because
we'll
I got the stats that came on through.
Yes, Lou.
You and your jumping partner, Mark, who owns the joint at
Coastal Skydive.
Yeah, he's a 92. You're a 114.
Yeah, just slipped.
That's
in
not
one.
Around the waist. That's overall. the average speed that you normally free fall at. Tom Petty would have been great.
Yeah. You go for about a minute.
Yeah, it's normally about 220.
Right,
220 kilometres per hour
free falling.
You guys, 250.
Jeez, it did feel quick, Lou.
I think you've picked
and
up.
And I lost my goggles too.
You picked up a new record. 5-2-1, and now this. I don't know where to start in the end. But fantastic stuff. I thought
I felt like a space shuttle, Luke.
A lot of people come up to me and said, Louis, was there a solar eclipse on the weekend? And I said, what do you mean? I said, actually.
At a semaphore way.
There could have been, because when Jarvis was free falling, he obviously got between the Earth and the Sun. well done. Oh, beautifully done.
Good stuff.
Pretty exciting day too. Super Loop 500 coming up really, really soon. Scotty McLaughlin of DJR Team Penske unveiled today the new 2019 Ford Mustang.
Oh,
I'll say it again. The new 2019 Ford Mustang.
Got the song
Something
there.
About cars.
The Mustang, shall we?
Something about cars, Jars. Oh. And the Mustang, which is just a hot ride getting around town. Now it is done up for the supercars. So
Scotty beside himself.
Absolutely. Awards night tonight for Cricket Australia, AB medal.
I'm still calling it that. The Alan Border medal. I'm not changing.
I'm looking forward to Michael Slater or someone doing a Michael Slater and getting on stage with a Barnsley and going berserk after a few reds.
Who's your tip?
Well, you know who they're tipping. The goat, Gary.
Gee, Nathan Lyon.
Lyon.
He has had a good 12 months, hasn't
First bowler since Mitchie Johnson.
Okay.
To get the big gong, which would be great, and showing that things have shifted back to slightly. The bowler's way, which would be nice. It's only because our batsmen are out of form and can't bat. But having
Pat
said
Cummins
that,
will pick up a few awards too.
Yeah, they should. So it's going to be a good night. That is on your screens. All we'll have all those results tomorrow. We better get going. Got to take off the handbrake now.
Let's go.
Load things up.
Footy talk.
Big, big hour to come. Obviously, more about Jar's big jump.
Right.
Port Adelaide had the AGM.
Bit fiery.
Unhappy campers out there. We're doing Duck Club. Got a message for everybody out
Enough's
there who
enough.
Plays cricket.
Had a gutful.
All right. And up next, let's have a footy chat. Have St Kilda. Has St Kilda's gamble on Dan Hanbury backfired already?
Find out.
And Nathan Buckley, is he about to sign on the dotted line? That next here on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Jars and Louis, Andrew Jarman, Dale Lewis. It is the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M.
Time to talk a bit of football, Jars. Sometimes it takes all year. Sometimes you get a feeling before the season even starts that some of the gambles you take on the trade table may not be working. I'm talking about St Kilda Football Club. I'm talking about Dan Hanbury, who's having issues with his hamstring, and they're having to scale back his training regime enormously.
He's about out for a month, Lou.
Now, so a lot of conjecture about Hanna's and his ability to get himself right the last 2 years in Sydney. Been a superstar up there.
Is his best football past him, Lou?
I reckon it is.
Yeah.
And I think you don't often see Sydney allow someone to move on if there's anything left in them. They like to squeeze every bit of drop out of them up there, except if you could dip it.
And Jared McVay is a prime example.
Exactly. If you've got something to offer, they will keep you around, especially when you've played as much footy as Hannes has. So he wanted to get back to Melbourne. It appears
on
the
big dollars,
not great. Absolutely. He's going to have to watch that space because that could come back and bite the Saints. Because that was their number one pickup.
I don't think it's going to improve him much. So, they're in for another long year.
Still a young man. He's only 28, 29. Yeah, but the body's
gone, Luke.
Cooked. He's had some trouble with that knee and a few other bits and pieces. Nathan Buckley is making news and good news that there is a talk around now that he's going to get the new deal. And I think he thoroughly deserves one.
Absolutely.
Been through a lot, Bucks.
Yep.
Surrendered himself. Tried a new model. Handed over the power of training and control, got to know his players better, and boy, did they respond.
I have been critical, haven't I?
Jackal
since
had him on the
been
list.
Together. Yeah, and I've got to start to respect what he's done. And like you said, what the difficulties he's been through with his list and to work out who he actually is as a person, as a senior coach, and he's made those changes. That's not easy when you've got a fat ego.
Do we?
Because we all coach because of our ego, isn't it, Lou?
Absolutely.
That's not directed towards Nathan, but I think he deserves a good contract.
Have the media missed an opportunity here? And look, he wasn't a success here, and I'm talking about Brenton Sanderson.
Okay.
Have they missed the opportunity? It makes a massive difference, and you know this, and I know this to a slight extent, that to have somebody in your corner, because those two are great mates, and to have a really good mate, a really trusted soul with you, who's got your back at your footy club, even though, you know, when things go a little awry, ideas are being thrown around, to have that good mate there who not only has been in your hot seat, knows exactly what's that like, been spat out the other side of it, knows exactly what you're going through, so actually is of a real value to you.
Totally agree.
When times got tough.
I totally agree. You need that. Look at Clarko. Since Fagan's gone to coach the Brisbane Lions, what's happened to Clarko?
He's got a little bit lost through
the way. You know, every coach. Kenny Hinckley. Who do you have?
Walshy.
Phil Walsh.
Yep.
Then Alan Richardson. Yep. He hasn't recovered.
No,
Kenny has not recovered.
You've got to have one. You have to, and that's why clubs chase that.
I'm with you.
So yeah, I reckon media's missing.
So what will he get? 3 or 4 year deal? Is he entitled to a?
I would think bare minimum 3.
Okay.
Because you need some kind of security.
Yep.
And they'd be expecting to keep on improving. And I think Bucks is the type of guy that will back himself in. He won't want to hold him over a barrel. So I need 5.
He'll win a premiership in the next 3 years. Well, I'll just throw that out there. Yeah. No, I think he will. He's got the list. And Beams, you know, Dane Beams coming back.
You can quote me on that.
The best ruckman running around in the competition besides Maxi Gawn.
Yeah.
They're not far off.
The only thing we've got to do now is make sure we're on air in 3 years' time to test that out.
Hey, one more thing before we keep moving on with the show. Tagging in women's football. Tagging in the girls' football, Lou.
Erin Phillips, the Adelaide
superstar.
Pro superstar, was tagged on the weekend.
Oh, and
it's happened not to just her in the opening 2 rounds, but girls have been getting tagged.
Your thoughts?
I know everybody wants them to play by the same rules, but at the moment, once there's conditions on starting points and all sorts of pieces,
I understand that.
They're there to create and enhance skill, craft, decision-making, all those other things. Tagging should be outlawed like the under-18s.
Yeah, I agree.
I really
well,
do.
Well, they are. You can't tag in the under-18s. You know what I mean? And you need an Erin Phillips to get her hands on the footy because she's a superstar
and
with the ball.
She knows how to do it and use it. But at the same point in time, what we're looking at, we want spectacle.
There you go.
We want great games. We want good things to look at. I can't have taggers running around.
That's enough.
Not looking at footies, grabbing older jumpers, and stopping the stars from getting a kick.
Your mate Stevie Hocking should be making a phone call to all the coaches. That's it.
Exactly like last year when they didn't like the look of it at the start of it and they said, everyone, we're going to have to push them back in the starting positions.
Yeah.
Hey, simple little memo, no tagging, and explain why.
There you go.
Just explain
beautiful, Luke.
Why, all right?
All right, let's go, baby.
We don't often do it on this show, but I think we're pretty clear.
Yeah.
It's the Rush Hour with Charles and Louis at Triple M.